Kia ora. Kofra Smith aho. Nga mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. Parliament has begun the second week of a two-week sitting block running up until Easter this weekend. The shape and structure of Parliament's sitting calendar can look like a bit of a random thing and leave you scratching your head sometimes, but there is often, maybe always, method to the madness.
Come now to Government Orders of the Day number one.
If you ever take a gander at Parliament's order paper, the list of potential laws currently up for debate, which you can find on Parliament's website, you can see that to some extent things get ranked in order of their relative importance. Big political and policy promises are likely to be higher on the list than, you know, less crucial things. But some bills come with best before or even use by dates, and sometimes the sitting calendar itself will be structured to make sure that some boring but utterly crucial law gets passed before it's too late. Like this one.
I move that the Appropriation 2022-23 Confirmation and Validation Bill now read a second time.
So today, after question time and an urgent debate on Gaza, the first urgent debate of the Parliament, by the way, the MPs turned their attention to money and two bills, both with hard deadlines. The first up was the return from Select Committee of the final numbers on the government spending from the financial year that ended 8 months ago, July 2023. The Appropriation, Confirmation and Validation Bill is one of the harbingers of a new budget about to arrive.
Appropriation 2022-23 Confirmation and Validation Bill, second reading.
This bill is set down for committee stage the next sitting day.
Today was the second reading. There's no debate on that stage. The House keeps its powder dry for the next stage, the committee stage, when it spends 10 hours grilling a roster of ministers over their department's performances in what is called the annual review debate. And that debate must be completed before the new budget is announced. So it kind of needs to start soon.
Call on Government Order of the Day number two.
The second bill today, and this one is always debated, is even more urgent. It needs to pass by the end of the week. Now that's a deadline.
Taxation annual rates for 2023-24, multinational tax and remedial matters bill, committee stage continued and third reading.
And this is presumably also why Parliament is sitting this week and not, say, the week after Easter. Because, well, you know, that would be too late. This bill was up to the committee stage today, and then there's just the third reading, with an extra sitting tomorrow morning set aside for that, just in case.
The Honourable Simon Watts.
I move that the sitting of the House today be extended into tomorrow morning to complete the remaining stages of the taxation annual rates for 2023.
Now, this tax bill is an annual event, and for whatever reason, it is always left till pretty close to the deadline. It is the setting of the tax rates for the financial year that is about to end, which is pretty momentous by itself. But it is also always a huge list of other tweaks and fixes and adjustments to dozens of tax measures. So this year's bill includes measures on disaster insurance payments, on disabled beneficiary trusts, on multinationals, and so on and so on. It's an omnibus bill, meaning it will amend more than one existing law. In this case, it's tinkering with eight of them, with over 90 sections of details. And it makes you realise that being a good tax lawyer must be just one endless refresher course, trying to chase a moving target. It's probably a good thing that the Parliament includes a surprising number of tax experts.
And to get his opinion on whether or not he thinks that they are equitable. Now, of course, equitable is an interesting word in tax. It's interpreted in terms of both horizontal equity and in terms of vertical equity. So I'd like to hear what the Minister says about whether or not...
It's actually illegal for the Crown to levy money on its subjects without Parliament's authority. It must be done either by primary legislation or regulation, which is how we've gotten to this point here in the House.
Those two, for reference, were Deborah Russell and Barbara Edmonds. It's all thrilling stuff, and I like to imagine that right now, as it's debated, there are avid groups of tax lawyers and accountants staging watching parties across the country, where they eat popcorn and possibly engage in tax-themed drinking games, or maybe just shout at the TV. The tax rates bill is expected to pass either this evening or tomorrow morning. But while oppositions may niggle over some of the details, it would be new and weird for MPs to actually try to prevent it passing by the required time. In New Zealand, MPs do want the government system to function, regardless on their opinions of its details. You've been listening to The House. It's a whakarongo koe ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Mā te wā.